On today's show, we'll pick up where we left off last week. We'll open with our spiritual exercise, as usual, grounding into the solid rock, releasing all negative energies. We'll then put on our armor, protecting us from all lower energies. From here, we'll remind ourselves of what time we're living in, just briefly. We'll then take our plans for our lives, our maps, to the next level, pursuing love and casting out all fear. I'll explain why we are fear-filled and why we don't get the concept of love. We'll then do an exercise to help us pursue this perfect gift from God called love. Sit back, relax, and enter into the Miracle Zone.
Transition at the end, heading into the next stage, it feels like you can't make it. It feels like all hell is breaking out against you. It feels that way because you're almost there. The birth canal is the narrowest just before delivery. It's the darkest and the coldest just before dawn. Hello, I'm Pamela Chapman. Welcome to Miracle Zone, making it reality against circumstance, logic, and economics. Appropriate for today, when it often seems like a changing, chaotic, and very crazy world keeps us in difficult transition. Today is Tuesday, January 9th, and I'm coming to you live from my place of miracle, the beautiful, chilly Rockies in Colorado. We are shifting once again. Thank you for allowing me to have some time out of your incredibly busy schedule to help guide you into your very own dream come true. I'll facilitate your journey into whatever you care to manifest for this time. So, whether you are transitioning through a job loss, career change, mate change, emptiness syndrome, retirement, life transition, or plain old limbo, we are here to help make the transition as painless as possible. Today's show is live. So if you have any questions, please feel free to dial in to 424-675-8318. Dial 1 to speak to the host. Many of you are calling in. However, if you don't dial 1, I don't know that you want help. That one is a wave to me. So if you've dialed in and you'd like to speak to me, you need to dial 1. Again, the number is 424-675-18. So are you ready? Exciting, exciting, exciting times. Yes? Okay, let's jump in. I have a lot to share with you today. So let's do our grounding. Yes? We've been giving a beautiful grounding exercise. We want to do this every day, every morning before you leave your home. Ground. Don't leave home without it. Okay? Don't leave home without it. All righty, so let's go there. If you can, if you're in a safe place, please close your eyes. And I want you to take some deep breaths with me. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Let's do that again. Deep breath in. And exhale. Now, if you're in a safe environment, again, don't do this exercise while driving, while working with equipment. Only if you're in a safe environment. We're going to close our eyes if they aren't already, and we're going to begin to imagine that we have a root either coming from our 2 feet, the bottom of our 2 feet, or from our tailbone, our root chakra at the base of that spine, or the zero chakra from the bottom of the feet. And we're going to begin to push down through the floors that we're standing on or seated on, and continue to push down through the concrete and all the way down, down, breaking through magma, seeing the lava, molten earth, seeing that and even feeling it. Our roots press down, southward, nothing to be frightened of, nothing spooky about this exercise. We're going to see that root wrap around the core of the earth, the magnet of the earth, right? The South Pole. You see it just tighten itself round and round and round that pole. Okay, nice and firm. Solid rock. Okay? This is an imagination exercise. And once you've attached yourself to that solid rock, that pole, that magnet, I want you to begin to now see a laser light coming up from that space. And it, in turn, is coming up, 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 pushing north. And it's going to push through all the lava, the magma. It's going to come all the way up, 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 through the concrete of the earth, all the way up to the ground, through the floor that you're sitting on, standing on, and it's going to continue up through your body. See that laser light coming in. Now, my light is white, okay? I see a laser white light coming up into my body, and see it coming all the way through the body from the base of the spine. Just kind of feel it hanging out there. Any pain that you may have, any discomfort, just kind of feel that warmth in your body right now and healing those places. Feel it up between the shoulder blades. Feel it in your lungs. Feel it in your heart. Just let it fill you right now. Let it consume you right now. That light, that bright light, healing light, loving light. You could see it as golden light, or you could see it as flaming light, okay? And allow that light now to continue up through the throat chakra and continue up, up, and going into the crown chakra, which is the top of your head. And just let it linger there for a little bit. Light and love at the crown chakra, the seventh chakra. And we're going to continue that light up. 8th, 9th, 10th. Okay? And continue to reach toward the sky. Up, up, and up we go in that light, that loving energy. And up we go, passing the clouds. We continue to go in the light. Okay? We are now part of that light. And we continue upward. And then we are going to the outer space. All light, all love, all energy. And as we continue to go up, we realize that we are leaving the cares of the world behind. All its pain, its anger, aggravation, and even the good things right now. We look back over our right shoulder and we see the world becoming smaller and smaller and smaller. And as we continue to ascend in this light, we become lighter and lighter and brighter. And we continue up, up, and up. And that light before us becomes more amazing, more bright, more brilliant. Keep our eyes on the light. Nothing to be afraid of. If you go into this light, you have complete control, complete power. And if you want to turn around right now, you can. But I assure you, you are safe. And as we go into the light, we begin to feel only the love of God. We are filled with that love in that light, that brilliance, becoming one. And as we ascend into this space, we realize that we are not alone, that we are joined by many, too many to begin to count. And we join with the many in the light, in the brilliance, in the love. And as we are here together, joined together, we begin to see our light, imagine our light filling our homes back on planet Earth, filling our neighborhoods, going in the windows of our neighbors, underneath the doors, wherever there's a crack, light and love is filling that space out to our communities, to our town, to our cities. And with eagle's eyes, we begin to see our light spreading not just to the cities, but to the very states that we live in, whether it's in the United States, whether it's in South America, Central America, the continent of Africa, Asia, Europe, outlying islands, all important. We are seeing that light spread to every corner of the earth because that's where we dwell, covered in love, saturated in love. Bask in it with me for just a few moments. Seeing that love spread all over the world. Everyone. And now we begin to gather back our energy, coming back from the four corners of the world, coming back from our countries, back from our states, gathering that love from our cities, our communities, our neighborhoods, bringing it back to self, oneself, to one with God, but collecting your energies and bringing it back to you. And now we begin to descend, coming away from the light, the brilliance, and we set our goal back to planet Earth, begin to see ourselves descending through the heavens, And now before us, we see the stars, the planets all around us, and how beautiful they are. And off in the distance, we begin to see planet Earth, and we are coming back. Coming back. Remembered. Now we break through the atmosphere. Now we begin to feel gravitational pull on our bodies. And now we see where we are abiding, our habitations, where we are today. And we begin to come back into that place, wherever we are, grounded, filled with light, filled with love, filled with exuberant energy. And now we're going to put on our protective armor on top of all that light and love, on top of all we have just felt, just experienced. It's only beautiful energy that's going to be in the armor with us. And so now, without delay, we step into our beautiful coat of armor. Right foot first, left foot, and see that armor coming up over our bodies quickly, quickly, quickly coming up, 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 up to our shoulders. And then we see it going down over our arms, elbows, wrists, fingertips. Only thing exposed is what? Our heads. And so now imagine with me that you see your helmet. I see mine sitting, waiting for it, waiting for me on its mahogany shelf. And I reach out, I carefully lift my helmet, and I place it gingerly upon my head. Everything is covered except my eyes, my nose, and my mouth. My eyes to clearly see where I am going, to clearly know where I am going. Okay? We have to see, clearly see that. My nose is exposed because I'm sniffing out the truth, smelling the fragrances that God has given us to smell. They are beautiful. Even if you live in a big, busy city like New York, Spain, wherever you are, there are still fragrances to be smelled by the Holy Spirit. And then our mouths are exposed. And that is to speak the truth, okay? But remember, don't waste your time on those who don't want to know the truth. The truth for them, for that time. If you have come, the truth appears before them. But if they don't want to hear it, don't waste your words. Keep your energy to yourself, especially now. Wasn't that beautiful? Wow, that was absolutely amazing. If you don't hang in here anymore with us up until this point, that was loads right there.
Now, let's jump into our angel cards. Okay, I always pull angel cards before the show. Always before the show. But today, I'm bringing you something a little differently because I pulled these actual cards after last week's show. Now, as you know, I always invite in Holy Spirit, Jesus, God. They always come. I always invite in my angel team, my archangels. And then I usually pull from the angel deck. The angels are beneath the archangels. I usually pull from there, but last week, we started something different. I pulled from the Archangel cards, right? For our show last week, Rockin' and Rollin' into Master Year 2018. And if you didn't listen to that show, I suggest you go back and do that because it's a very, very powerful show. Okay, So what I did was I pulled these cards after last week's show, and you're going to be amazed at what they say. Listen to this. The first card that I pulled after last week's show was Crystal Clear Intentions. And I'm going to read you the full message. Archangel Michael says, "Be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith." Additional message reads, "After praying for guidance, be bold enough to admit what you truly desire. Know that you, along with everyone else, deserve the best of everything in all ways. Prosperity and abundance are God's wishes for everyone. You stake your claim on your share of the inheritance by forming a clear mental picture of your desires. Allow yourself to imagine that this desire has already manifested and experienced the emotional and physical feelings of your manifested desire. Don't worry how the desire will manifest. The infinite creativity of the Creator will bring it to you in very clever ways. Simply follow any inner guidance to take steps to co-create this divine desire and allow yourself to receive good as it comes your way." Okay, what's important for yourself to remember, what's important for you to remember, I'm sorry, is allow yourself to imagine that this desire has already manifested and experience the emotional and physical feeling of your manifested desire. This is how the universe allows things to manifest, okay? To take on shape. That was the first card. Now, remembering our message last week, rocking and rolling in the Master Year 2018. Keep that in mind. Again, if you haven't listened, I suggest you do. Strongly suggest. Okay. Second card pulled was Beloved One. And this is Archangel Shamuel. And Shamuel says, "I am helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship. Love is in and around you right now. You don't need to search for it. Rather, by holding loving thoughts and conducting loving actions, you attract and manifest love in all aspects of your life. Call upon me to guide your thoughts and actions to bring romance into your life. Converse with me regularly about your love life. I can help you fall in love with your life and heal and manifest wonderful relationships." Okay? That's from Archangel Shamuel, Beloved One. And this was before we had our title for our show. Okay, and then our last card for last week, pulling after the show, the podcast, is Passion. And Passion says, "Trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career. Playing it safe can lead to staleness and depression. You've asked for more happiness and definite direction. I've lit the flame of passion in your heart to lead and guide you. It's safe for you to take risks and follow your heart's desire. Ask me to be your partner along your path of passion to guide and nurture you. When you feel a strong knowingness alongside a burning passion, pay attention, as this is my way of giving you information about your next step." Okay. And then I decided to pull one card for today before going on the show. Now, you've probably noticed the difference in this podcast, in the sound. All kinds of craziness happens before this show. That's why I know that this is a powerful message for today to help all of us along our path, our passion, our journey, our calling. All kinds of craziness. So I'm having to redo this show all over because it's critical that you get this information. Okay, so the message today is Indigo and Crystal Children. And this is Archangel Metatron. Now, the archangels who decided they wanted to work with us specifically today were Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael and Metatron. So here's Metatron speaking to us today. You have a bond with children. In particular, you can help children who are sensitive. Your life purpose involves helping and teaching children. You're here to help these children retain and amplify their psychic and spiritual gifts. Hey, don't get all messed up over psychic. All psychic means is they're intuitive. Okay, they know things. They can see things. This is their spiritual gifting. Educate adults about natural and chemical-free ways to feed and raise these special children. The very young crystal children and the slightly older indigo children are important to the future of this planet. You can help ensure their bright future, and I will help you. Okay? So, that's all angel cards. Now, you can get a copy of those angel cards. You can read it for yourself on yucatanwellness.com. Go to the home page, scroll down. You'll see the angel messages for today, January 9th, 2018. The password is love, all in capital letters. Love. Okay? Because these are special just for those who are tuning in. That's how you get a copy. Okay. You ready? Alrighty. This is for my second time today. I will not be stopped. I will not be hindered. I will not. Okay, so let's review last week's show, which was our foundation, a very important show. I can't say that enough. Okay, 2018 is what? A master year filled with the energy of the number 11. We came up with that information by adding the numbers in the year. 2 + 1 = 3 + 8 = 11. We do not reduce a master number. 11, 22, and 33 are master numbers, right? So, with that, we talked about the positive aspects of the number 11 as well as the negative. Okay? We said we had to stay focused. We had to concentrate. We had to be persistent and tenacious, right? We had to think on those things which are good, lovely, right? Truth. We said if we did not focus, we could become very scattered, very discombobulated. This year, 2018, is a master year, and you will manifest all that you put your hands and your concentration and focus to. We said 2018 was also associated with justice. We did an exercise to transmute our not-so-ideal situations, pouring a rainbow-filled bucket of love over them to help transmute them. We ended with creating a map for our lives. I shared, you could find an example of the map again on the website yucatanwellness.com. Click on Miracle Zone tab, scroll to the bottom of the page, and find the Miracle Zone workbook. Submit your name and get the book. There's a lot of excellent information in this book. There's just not a map, okay? We talk about how we recreate the passion in our life. The dream. There's so much in this book. I don't have time to go through it right now. It's free, okay? I know some of you listening have paid for it. I apologize, but the book now is free. That's what I've been told to do. Now, I hope you did this exercise. I hope you created this map that we talked about in the last episode. There is magic in writing the vision and making it plain. Today, we're going to add to our maps. Okay, and if you don't have your map, stop and go get it. Go get it. If you're at work and you don't have it, come back and listen to this later. Okay, now if you've done your map correctly, it has taken on the shape of your universe. All right, if you've done it correctly, it looks like you're in the center and then all these planets and stars around you, okay? You're at the center. Now, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to the very bottom. In other words, I want you to go to your last circle from your middle circle. And you have all these other arrows that you've drawn. Go to the bottom. And I want you to enter into that last circle an amount. And that amount is going to be the amount you desire to make. Okay? This is what you want to make from your calling. So if your calling is saving the Eskimos, or I should say saving the penguins in Alaska, not the Eskimos. I don't think they need saving. If that's your calling, then how do you want to do that? Do you want to be an activist? Okay, do you want to write about penguins? Okay, do you want to actually study, go to school and study penguins and maybe move to Alaska so you can work with them? Whatever it is that you want to do, okay, how much do you want to make doing that? And don't short yourself. Put the number in there you believe you are worth in your universe, in your world. Okay? Now, what I would like for you to do, and make that a realistic dollar amount, okay? Make it a SMART goal. Make it specific, measurable, attainable, okay? Reachable, slash some risk involved in there. And then it is time trackable. You can put a date on there where you want to accomplish this. Now, we're looking at the end of 2018. This is what we're working toward, right? So that's going to be your time measurement. You may not have the full picture or manifestation in 2018, but you will be well on your way. Now, at the top of your map, at the very, very top, above your circle in the middle, I want you to add another circle with an arrow. And in that circle, you're going to write these words. I, next word, am, next word, presence. Three words. I am presence. And the I am presence is God, the universe, Creator, Mother Divine, Jesus, whatever you call that higher power, that is now what that I am presence is. So now if you're looking at your map, you are at the center and there's a world all around you. This is your universe. Okay? This is you. And you are one with God. And God is one with you. Look at your map. You are one with God, and God is one with you. Right? Look at your map. This is going to hit your spirit here any moment. You are one with God, and God is one with you. So, falling short of sounding blasphemous, basically, you have God on paper, and this God is you. This is God manifesting himself within you. And that is not blasphemous. This is you on paper, becoming, co-creating with God. Okay, now, what I've been told is in order for us to do this, to accomplish this, we must pursue perfect love to eliminate all the fears that go with these goals that we have written, right? Just because you made the map for your life doesn't mean you won't fear or become fearful or discouraged and even run into obstacles. It doesn't mean that at all. But I hope today's episode will help you move through the fear, the doubt, and the obstacles. Remember, we are a team. We are one when we come together on this show. Okay? There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. Fear involves torment. And he who fears has not been made perfect in love. I want to read that again. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. Fear involves torment. And he who fears has not been made perfect in love. I believe the most powerful weapon in the world is love. That's my belief. I want to share a personal story. I was traveling from Colorado to California, and I boarded my plane and I was seated. And a few minutes later, the flight attendant came over to me and she said, "May I please see your ticket?" And I said, "Sure, of course." And she said, "Oh, I'm sorry, you're seated in the wrong seat." And I looked at it and I said, "Oh, yeah, okay." I realized I had sat on the wrong side of the plane. I had sat on the right side of the plane. I was supposed to be on the left side of the plane. And behind the flight attendant, there was a woman with her child, which I thought was interesting because I had seen the woman come to the aisle. I thought she was going to sit next to me, but she went back, fought her way back past all the people trying to get on, and then came on again with the flight attendant. So I thought, okay, she could have easily just asked me to move, but, you know, whatever. So I take my seat. When we arrive in California, I stay seated because I could tell this woman was agitated, and I didn't want to agitate her anymore. And I was sitting right across from her. So I remained seated waiting for her and her child to get up, get their baggage from overhead, and get in the aisle. Well, she doesn't move. So finally, the doors open, people begin to flow out of the aircraft. I get up. And as soon as I got up, she decided she would get up. And she looked at me and she said, "I bet you think you're supposed to go before me." So this woman had some issues and she wanted to make her issue my issue. And I looked her square in the eye and I said to her, "I'm so sorry you're having a bad day. I love you and so does God." Well, after she got through turning five shades of red, she was quiet. That situation was deflated. I mean, what was she going to say at that point, right? How was she going to respond? And I suggest when people come at you with crazy stuff, you respond in the same likeness. Okay? So that's an example of how we can diffuse a situation using love. Now, that grounding exercise that we do is filled with love. Interesting enough, I had to record this show, but the meditation part of the exercise recorded perfectly. That's what love will do. It makes everything perfect. There's nothing more powerful. But here's the challenge. Well, at some time in our life, most of us have experienced love. Most of us, most of the time, have experienced imperfect love. Why? Because we live in an imperfect world. Think of some of your childhood experiences. Now listen, just because you were disciplined doesn't mean you weren't loved. But some of us really had some rough childhood experiences. Some experienced abuse in their homes, either physical, mental, or verbal. In my generation, parents didn't understand the damage they were doing by telling their kids they were never going to amount to anything, okay? Others experienced bullying. Some were rejected simply because of their looks or intellect. Some parents hold harsh criticism of their children when they don't bring home the grades they were expecting. Others got beat up in school just for being smart or for being different. In the school I went to, you couldn't be too smart unless you wanted to get beat up, okay? There are adults today who haven't yet gotten over their parents divorcing. They still hold themselves responsible. Maybe not consciously, but they do. And then, when we made it through the whole childhood, adolescent stages, made it through school with all the mean school kids, teachers, and principals, we then experienced our first loves, right? And we thought we'd never get over that one. Whether you're a guy or woman listening to this, you had your heart broken at one time or another. Ladies, if you never had that father who said, "I love you," he loved you, but he worked all the time, and you were never allowed to experience or understand a man's tenderness, then we got that part twisted as grown women, right? If you didn't experience that love through a dad, ladies, we probably didn't understand it in other men. And men, maybe your dad wasn't there at all or half there, and mom had to work and raise you, and until today, you're still hating your dad and women because mom didn't have time to show you love. She was working, maybe working two jobs. And when she came home, she was tired and aggravated and took it out on you. You were the last person she wanted to see. Some of us. So again, there's the first love, and we have this insane idea of what that's supposed to look like and feel like. Something we've seen on TV or imagined. And today, the poor kids must believe love is all about sex because that's all TV and the internet promotes. Sex, sex, and more sex. Then, after the sex, sex, and more sex, there's dishonesty and then the breakup. Right? Or you give it up to get your way. And then, if we make it past the first love thing, which we all do eventually, and I say eventually because some listening haven't forgotten the first person who screwed up their heart, and that includes parents, when we get through that and then we get married, and that leads to divorce, which leads to pain, agony, and money thrown away to lawyers. And right around age 40 something, we are a mess, right? Some close their hearts, giving up on love. Others try again, but the next time we expect it to fail, and so it does. We become bitter, angry, and our souls fragmented. And then some nut job like me, who, by the way, has been hurt by love, but has eventually learned to forgive, forgiving myself first, comes along and starts talking about pursuing perfect love to eliminate fears. When all love has done, and perfect love has done, is brought about fear, agony, torment, and even defeat. But the only way we're going to get to the circle in the middle of our maps is by perfect love. I'll say that again. The only way you're going to get to the circle in the middle of your map, the map that you created last week for your life, is by perfect love. That I am presence at the top of your map is all love, and it's flowing down to every part of that vision. So, what does perfect love look like? Some of you will recognize this, others it will be new. Love suffers long. Now, listen and listen clearly. That does not mean you remain in an abusive relationship. That is not what we're saying. Not at all. whether you're abused physically, emotionally, sexually, religiously, I don't care. Unacceptable. Get the hell out, is what I always say. Okay? But to suffer long means to be of a long spirit. It means not to lose heart. It means to remain determined, persistent, and tenacious. To persevere patiently and bravely while enduring misfortunes and troubles. So we're talking about the vision for your life that you have written on this paper, right? That you have co-created with God. That's what we're talking about. To be mild and slow in avenging, slow to anger and slow to punish. In order for this vision to manifest, this is what we must do. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love isn't jealous of others. Love doesn't get heated or angry. And believe me, that takes practice. Who usually pushes our buttons and takes us to that place? Those who are close to us, right? All of us have that person, that thing, that company that triggers us. But we must learn to control the triggers or completely eliminate them, right? We're going to be doing the work on each of these shows. Each week, we're building, week by week. Love doesn't boast of itself excessively. Now, if you're a solopreneur, you're going to have to promote yourself. And that's the hardest thing for many of us to do. But you are going to have to learn to boast somewhat. Not all the time. It can't be about you all the time, every time. Okay? Love doesn't think evil of others and it certainly doesn't get excited when it hears of injustice, when it hears of someone failing. I said last week, some of my most popular shows are when I shared of my failing in something. Just because you don't like someone doesn't mean you should applaud their downfall. Remember the year of the energy of 11. This year, you will attract whatever you put out there faster and quicker than ever. You will manifest whatever you are instantly. Remember that. You want to play a little game with me? Tell your friends that you're able to predict their future. Look at their lives, their situations today, and say to them, if you don't change your life, I can tell you exactly where you're going to be at the end of 2018, at the beginning of 2019. Love does rejoice in the truth. Remember, 2018 is the year of justice. There will be personal justice, religious justice, and political justice. My goodness, that was a mouthful. Love protects. It keeps by covering. It preserves and covers over with silence. Love keeps errors and faults of others secret. It protects as if keeping off something that threatens. Something that threatens. Now, listen, if someone comes to you and tells you they're going to harm themselves or others, obviously we don't keep that covered. However, if someone comes to you and bears a burden, we don't share that. We don't share that by saying to a friend, now, I know you won't say anything but, or let's pray for so-and-so and then tell them the issue. That's not how this works, okay? Love protects. And again, this is the year of justice. So there are things that need to be exposed, all right? And if you are the vehicle of that exposure, if that's your calling, then you must do it. But make sure you are listening to your intuitive voice and you are being divinely guided. Don't do it for revenge. Okay? Don't expose for revenge. So listen to the attributes of love. Love perseveres. Love trusts. Love is kind and does not boast of itself. Love isn't jealous and doesn't reveal others' shortcomings. Love protects. Love trusts and can be trusted. When you operate in such, or when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. Say that again. When we can operate in such love, or when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. The complete manifestation will come. The gift is outpictured. That which is within will manifest without. Say that again. That which is within will become the without. If the complete manifestation doesn't come, it's on its way. You've made progress. Okay? So, let's go back to your map or your plan for 2018. It is your galaxy. It is your world, your universe. This is how you're going to accomplish that which you need to accomplish. You'll add to this, adjust, tweet here and there. But you have written the vision and made it plain. Move forward without fear. I have to tell you, just before coming on the show, I heard the drama has already begun. Do not, I repeat, do not give your energy to others. I don't care how exciting it is. I don't care how dismal it is. I don't care what you hear in the news. I don't care what you hear in the workplace. I don't care what you hear in your church. Don't care. Keep your energy for you and for what you must accomplish. This time, I'm going to do an exercise and I'm going to seal your vision in love. We're going to seal this in love. Now, do you see why I had to re-record this message? In the name of Jesus the Christ and God consciousness, we now seal this vision you have given us for the Master Year 2018 from all imperfect energies. We ask that we be sealed in the brilliant light and perfect love of our Creator, and that we go forth today pursuing that which we must accomplish and receiving all that you have for us in your liberty and your justice for all. And so it is. If you want help, you can schedule a 15-minute appointment. Go to the website, yucatanwellness.com. You'll see the little schedule icon. Click on that. Book the 15 minutes. Follow us on Facebook, Yucatan Wellness on Facebook, and at blogtalkradio.com/miraclezone. blogtalkradio.com/miraclezone. We are super excited about 2018. Excited. And you should be as well. I want to hear your stories. Write me, text me, call me. Love you all. Hear you next week. Bye-bye.